the Dean of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we had our first example of, holy crap, is this really what we're going to see this year?
Wow, that was bad.
Benny LeMay?
Yeah, so the NFL has put a new, the NFL, oh, we got Max, what are we doing? Max Olsen's with us.
Oh,
why are you doing the, why are you doing the Benny LeMay thing? What are you doing with the Benny LeMay thing?
Hey, I didn't look at the board. What's Max Olsen doing?
Do I need
to
go dig out my Shane Bell from the Blitz?
Max Olsen is joining us right now because we got to talk about what's going on. We had him on, not last week, but I think the week before, the Athletics. Max Olsen, who covers college football. And we really appreciate you joining us once again, Max, because we've got new stuff going on with the Pac-12, the ACC, and the Big Ten all getting together.
Well, really every conference other than the SEC.
Well, no, the Big 12 isn't involved in this. But
yet.
Yeah, well, right. Maybe, but maybe not. We'll see. Or they're just going to let the Big 12 go by the wayside.
Will you tell
us? That is a question that we're going to ask you, Max Olsen. Max, tell us about what's the latest with this, and where does the Big 12 stand right now?
Hey guys, good morning. Appreciate you having me on. You know, the news we broke Friday is essentially that this is the direction it's heading in. That those three conferences feel that the move that they have to make here is to work together. But you sort of expected that when the SEC made their big bold move of adding Texas and Oklahoma, that the other conferences were going to have to just get together and talk about, all right, what is the SEC doing and how are we supposed to respond to this? I mean, we can't just ignore this. And clearly for those three leagues, you know, their priority, their preference right now is not to go add members of the remaining Big 12 schools. Their preference is, all right, let's go figure out a way, as all this stuff is driven, let's go figure out a way to make more TV money and accumulate more power. And so they feel like, we don't really know the terms of this. So is it a scheduling alliance? Is it a voting block when it comes to, NCAA governance issues and the college football playoff proposal and all that? But these three commissioners, relatively newly hired commissioners, seem to be determined to work together and, use that, there's strength in numbers there to sort of shape the future of where we're going here in college athletics.
Max Olsen, The Athletic here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What does this mean for the Big 12?
Not great. This is not the outcome that, this is just not good news for Bob Bowlesby and the eight remaining members. I think that clearly from maybe the president's side, their board, there was an interest here in Bob Bowlesby being aggressive, going to meet with George Kliavkoff and the Pac-12 to figure out if there's a potential for a strategic partnership between the Big 12 and Pac-12. Pac-12 turns around and works with the other two leagues, and the Big 12 getting shut out of this, I think from a perception standpoint, is not good at all. And so what does it mean for the future? I think it means that the eight, I think that expansion for those three leagues is not imminent, is not the priority now. And so does that keep the eight schools in the Big 12 together a little more? I think probably so. But I think for them, their attention now has to turn to expansion and, sort of the usual list of candidates here, but going out and adding, I would think, probably 4 to 6 schools and just focusing on trying to be the best football conference you can possibly be and try to make up the money you're losing when OU and Texas leave in other ways.
Will the other conferences look at the Big 12? Let's say they add whatever, Central Florida, Cincinnati, Houston, whomever they add. Are they going to be considered one of the group of now six, or will they still be in the Power Five?
That's a fantastic question, and that absolutely is one of the objectives of this. The Big 12, they need to fight for their spot at the table here, because it is so important from a revenue standpoint for all of their members. that, you know, those Power Five leagues, they make more money on the CFP contract. They make more money off of the bowl payouts and all of that. And so, you know, I think the priority there becomes, you know, adding more members, whether you get to, you know, 12 or 14 or whatever. But, yeah, the next step there is certainly that you need to fight to maintain that Power Five status. And I think there's some optimism within the Big 12 that wouldn't change, that they would still have that the Autonomy Five status. But, yeah, that's certainly a huge question here. And, you know, no matter what people think from a perception standpoint of how strong or weak the Big 12 is anymore, you know, from a financial standing, you need that status.
What is going to be the next, like, what would be your prediction for the next set of occurrences to take place in college football? What does the timeline look like, and how would you, if you had to handicap it, what are the conference alignments? What do you think it's going to look like?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think things, I could be dead wrong about this. I think things will settle down a little bit this fall. I think there will be a lot more of these meetings between commissioners and ADs and stuff to figure out what the future is. Certainly, there's this constitutional Congress for the, you know, NCAA, where they are going to take a very hard look here at, you know, reforming the NCAA in a modern way and what, you know, what those leagues want to do, what Greg Sankey and others want to do from that standpoint, I think is going to be very consequential. But, you know, I think this is, if this partnership comes together, you know, we'll see how quickly that actually, you know, sort of gets activated and, you know, when do these leagues start scheduling games together? And certainly I think from a TV inventory standpoint, that would be, you know, beneficial for all of them. But, you know, I think the next part of this timeline is figuring out, you know, when do Texas and Oklahoma make that move to the SEC? Certainly the folks in the Big 12 want to keep them there through 2025. I'm sure that Oklahoma and Texas would love to be playing in the SEC next year. And I think that, that issue definitely, that and Big 12 expansion, I think, kind of become the primary issues for the Big 12 here going forward.
So I think that the other conferences are all worrying about the SEC just bullying them. By banding together, is that enough to hold off the SEC from running the whole show?
Well, you know, one person sort of described this to me as you could look at this long term as, what if this is almost like an AFC versus NFC kind of situation where the SEC is the AFC and the other three work together as the NFC? And certainly, like, I could see, you know, as crazy as that sounds, I could see that being maybe like the long-term, you know, end game here. But I think part of it is these three leagues probably need to band together from the standpoint of, you know, the SEC certainly could just go after the very, you know, biggest and best brands, you know, in the Big Ten and ACC, for example. Like, what's stopping them from going after us, you know, other than these, you know, these TV deals and grant rights and stuff? Like, I think these leagues working together makes sense because I'm sure they are fearful that Greg Sankey's, you know, would have his eyes on Clemson and Florida State and Ohio State and Michigan and all of that. And so, you know, I think that is part of the motivation here of, you know, while, you know, we don't really totally know what these partnerships look like, but I feel like they just look at the landscape here and say, we have to do something.
Yeah, I would think so. If they did grab, because there was talk about Clemson and Florida State and possibly Ohio State and whomever else, Michigan, I guess Michigan, there was talk about that. If that happened, that wouldn't be an AFC and NFC anymore. That would be an NFL and a CFL, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, and I'm not a big soccer guy, but that's like the Premier League, basically.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then that now, are the national championship, not that it doesn't come down to four teams anyway right now, five, six, seven programs that actually have a chance to win a national championship, but you're really cutting it even more than that, aren't you?
Yeah, and also with the timing of how this is all going down, if that's the end game that Greg Sankey wants to put together, then why do you need the NCAA? You know, I mean, you're going to be making more money than the NCAA, you know, on your own. So you can just say, hey, we're creating this super league and we're going to play by our own rules out here. And so that is, you know, I think there's a lot of college administrators that are a little bit fearful of that future because it is just so dramatically different. I'm not saying that stuff's going to happen in the next few years, but this is why these leagues are looking to, you know, sort of conspire together, is because I think there is a real sense of, man, we need to figure out what the SEC is trying to do here, and we need to, you know, we need to stay as competitive as possible here because clearly Sankey is many moves ahead of everybody else.
Yep. There's Max Olson from The Athletic right here on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. When it comes down to it, what will Division One? How many teams will Division One have? Will it be 64? I'm going to put a number at 64, higher or lower?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the Big 12 number is still a part of that. You know, I would be surprised if you're drawing that line of the haves and have-nots and of the autonomy five and the group of five. I think right now that's the thing that is scary to folks in the Big 12 is you don't want to be on the other side of that. You don't want to be on the outside of that where your revenue is just not even close to these other leagues. But yeah, I mean, I think that is the kind of thing that you know, if the Big 12 expands, then maybe that number is a little bit bigger, right? But, you know, this is the real concern here is that you just feel like there is, you know, the place are moving right now and you feel like there could be kind of this big split on the ground and you want to be on the wrong side of it.
Yep, absolutely. That's Max Olson. Hey, Max, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us. Always good stuff. Anything else that happens, we would love to get back a hold of you.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, man. That is Max Olson right here on ESPN 97.